In this bulletin, another record number of daily COVID-19 infections expected by authorities as shoppers take advantage of Boxing Day sales. NASA launches a major telescope into space, opening a new era of astronomy. And in sport, Pat Cummins returns to captain Australia in the Boxing Day cricket test match in Melbourne. With the latest SBS news, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Tens of thousands of Australians are spending Boxing Day in isolation as the Omicron variant fuels big rises in case numbers. The national COVID-19 daily case total on Sunday was 9,993, a figure expected to be eclipsed on Sunday. It comes as record spending is predicted as Australians prepare to take advantage of so-called Boxing Day sales. But the lead-up to Christmas showed many shoppers took a cautious approach. The major stores say they have enhanced their COVID safety measures in-store, while also encouraging people to shop online. A child has died after being found unresponsive in Lake Macquarie in New South Wales. Emergency services were called to Fishing Point Road in Rathmines at about 6:30 p.m. on Christmas Day after a 3-year-old boy was pulled from the water unconscious. Bystanders rendered first aid until ambulance paramedics arrived, but the child could not be revived and died at the scene. Police officers from Lake Macquarie attended and have been investigating the incident, with a report to be prepared for the coroner. A tropical low off northern Australia is no longer expected to reach cyclone intensity as it crosses the west top end coast, but forecasters are still warning of heavy rain, with the storm expected to cross the coast south of Dundee Beach before moving southeast on Boxing Day and on Monday. Mark Cunnington from NT Emergency Services says people need to take precautions.
It appears at this stage to be a fairly heavy rain event that will especially lead to localised flooding and probable stream and river rises. In that respect, we obviously very strongly encourage people to stay out of the water, stay away from floodwaters, they kill, turn around and don't drown.
NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has been launched from South America's northeastern coast, opening a new era of astronomy. The $10 billion infrared telescope was built to give the world a glimpse of the universe as it existed when the first galaxies formed. Webb is named after one of the architects of the Apollo moon landings, is now the successor to the Hubble telescope. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the liftoff was a success, and the telescope's mission will also be a success.
In over three decades, you've produced this telescope that is now going to take us back in time. It's a time machine. It's going to take us back to the very beginnings of the universe. We are going to discover incredible things that we never imagined.
Scientists have declared the eruption on Spain's La Palma volcano officially over, allowing islanders to breathe a sigh of relief after nearly 100 days of volcanic chaos. After bursting into action on September 19, the volcano suddenly went quiet on Monday, December 13, but the authorities, who were wary of raising false hope, held off until Christmas Day to give the all clear. During its disastrous eruptions, lava had poured down the mountainside, swallowing up houses, churches, and many of the banana plantations that account for nearly half the island's economy. Although property was destroyed, no one was killed. An armed man has been arrested after breaking into the grounds of Windsor Castle. A 19-year-old man from Southampton was arrested on suspicion of possession of an offensive weapon. Officers from Thames Valley Police and the Metropolitan Police responded to a security breach on Christmas Day within the grounds of the castle in Berkshire, which is where the Queen lives. Queen Elizabeth is marking her first Christmas since the death of her husband, Prince Philip. The Duke of Edinburgh died in April at the age of 99. In her traditional televised Christmas message, the Queen reflected on her late husband.
That mischievous, inquiring twinkle was as bright at the end as when I first set eyes on him. And as much as I and my family miss him, I know he would want us to enjoy Christmas.
Next year, Queen Elizabeth will mark 70 years on the throne. The United Nations and its humanitarian partners have launched an appeal to raise more than $148 million for people devastated by a typhoon that affected large areas of the Philippines. At least 177 people died and 275 were injured when the typhoon made landfall earlier this month. The UN says the money will be needed to support the government to respond to the most urgent needs over the next 6 months. To sport, Scott Boland is preparing to make his Test debut on Boxing Day. He will become just the fourth Indigenous Australian to play Test cricket and the first Victorian to make his Test debut on Boxing Day since current selector Tony Dodd made in 1987. Australia captain Pat Cummins returns for today's Boxing Day Test match against England at the Melbourne Cricket Ground.
I think five Test matches is a big ask for any bowler, so only going to play four. Yeah, hopefully it's got some positives. So I'm feeling really good. 10 days off. Don't get that too often. It's good.
England wicketkeeper Joss Butler says the side is keen to get back into the series and show some resilience following two opening Test losses to Australia.
You know, when you come and play Australia, we need to be at our best, and we're honest with ourselves that we haven't been there yet. So, we need to show that and find that very quickly as a group, and no better place to do that than here.
And now for a look at today's weather. Very hot and sunny in Perth, 44 degrees. Cloud clearing in Adelaide, 25. Partly cloudy in Melbourne and Hobart. Some showers are developing in Canberra, Wollongong and Sydney. Possibly windy with rain and a storm in Darwin with a top of 31. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.